some Pittsburgh area students got to take time out of their regular classes to learn more about birds. The Campus Laboratory School at Carlow University is an independent Catholic school for grades pre-K through 8. Through a collaboration with conservation groups and an artist, educators there made birds the center of the curriculum one morning recently. Third grader Finn McLeod decorates a long paper oval with blue and green crayons.
I'm coloring a bird wing right now that we're going to put pipe cleaners on so he can put it on our arms to look like actual wings.
He's one of dozens of students in grades 3 through 8 who chose themed workshops. This one about bird bodies and habitat is being held in the school's art room.
We're learning what different types of body parts do of a bird. The wing helps it fly, helps it stay warm.
Nick Liadis is an avian conservation biologist and the founder and executive director of Bird Lab. He's showing students museum specimens of wings to inspire their artwork.
These feathers up here are the wing coverts.
He wants students in this class to imagine themselves as birds. And there's a bigger objective.
I'm hoping that they just become more curious about the birds around them, whether it's birds in their backyard or birds that they see on vacation or wherever they go. The really wonderful thing about birds is that they're everywhere, and they can really connect kids to an ecosystem.
10-year-old Sydney Swagler is going for a vibrant rainbow-hued wing pattern.
I like designs that are popping.
Swagler says the bright dots and dashes symbolize the bird's uniqueness.
I think they're all unique, but they have like their species. And so I think it's good that they're all unique. And they also have people like them, a community to be with.
Artist Sarah Zeffiro of Zart Studios is program director and instructor of art education at Carlow University. She says looking at birds through art and other disciplines brings learning to life for these students.
They're talking together, mixed ages are working together, students are asking questions, interacting with educators, so it's just a really celebratory day.
In the library, Alexis Fitzgerald from the wildlife rehabilitation group Wild Bird Recovery introduces a special guest to another group of students, a red-tailed hawk perched on the arm of her colleague.
So what kind of things do you think Ash uses his feet for? To grab onto his prey, right? He's going to grasp onto his prey.
Fitzgerald asks the students to look closely at pictures or specimens of birds' feet and match them with the job they help birds do.
What are all these?
She examines a brown specimen with talons that's almost as big as the hand of third grader Kiari White.
Kind of like polka dots. His had like in between yellow kind
of. Right, yeah. So you just saw Ash's skin on his feet. Mm-hmm. This is covered in feathers. So there is a nocturnal bird that hunts at night.
White holds up the great horned owl's foot and smiles. Do you have a favorite bird?
Not really. I think all birds are beautiful.
Other workshops are on machine learning, painting birdhouses, poetry, and even nature and sports. And of course, music. In the basement, the school's music teacher has preloaded bird calls on a platform called Soundtrap. Students can rearrange the sounds and add backbeats and music to create their own tunes. Which birds have you used?
I picked a cardinal.
Fourth grader Genevieve Tan hits play on the computer so we can hear some of her composition.
I was just trying to like make it into like a good rhythm, but it makes me feel kind of relaxed. I'm in like a safe place and, you know, I'm calm.
The goal is also to get kids to recognize common bird calls in the wild. The Campus Laboratory School's art teacher, Lee Roach, is one of the organizers of the day. She says this approach to learning about birds gives students a fun way to explore some of their interests and talents.
I think it's just really for them to have the opportunity to have the experience of connecting this theme across different disciplines and, you know, maybe even learning new ways to think about things in the process.
She hopes to do it again next year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsapple.